Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And it's time to catch up with your sports news now. Pádraic Lodge is here.
Good morning. Carol Fergal Logan and Brian Dewar are to remain as joint managers of the Tyrone senior football team for a further 3 years. The pair's initial three-year term ended with a heavy defeat to Kerry in this year's All-Ireland quarter-final. A Tyrone GAA statement said that at last night's county committee meeting, delegates overwhelmingly endorsed the reappointment of Logan and Dewar, although it didn't specify any numbers. Back row Jack Conan remains an injury concern before the Rugby World Cup after missing Ireland's week-long training camp in Portugal. The Ireland squad flew to the Algarve on Monday, but Conan remained in Dublin to address the foot injury he sustained in last Saturday's win over Italy at the Aviva Stadium. The full extent of the injury isn't expected to be known until next week. Munster second row Jean Klein has been included in South Africa's 33-man squad for the World Cup. Klein is selected having won two caps for the Springboks this summer. He played for Ireland at the 2019 tournament in Japan, but after going more than 3 years without an Ireland cap, he was able to transfer his eligibility back to South Africa. The main arena will host three international classes on the opening day of the Dublin Horse Show. The event will reach its high point on Friday with the Irish team aiming to defend the Aga Khan trophy that they won in a dramatic jump-off last year. Brendan McArdle reports.
Well, the waiting is over for some 1,700 horses and ponies, which is a record, that have qualified to compete here at the RDS this week for a prize fund over 1.2 million. 12 nations will contest the international classes this week, 8 nations lining out in the Aga Khan on Friday afternoon. Ireland, well, they will be hoping for a repeat performance of 12 months ago, and Michael Blake, the Irish team manager, has selected a strong squad of Shane Sweetnam, Michael Duffy, Daniel Coyle, Mikey Pender and Keane O'Connor as his Aga Khan squad, but only 4 of those named will line out in the showpiece here on Friday. The Swiss, well, they have sent a strong squad, and Great Britain is back this year with a big win at Hickstead 2 weeks ago. Three international classes up for grabs today, with the feature event being the Irish Sports Council Classic at 3:40.
England striker Lauren James has apologised for her red card during the Women's World Cup last 16 win over Nigeria on Monday. James will be suspended for Saturday's quarter-final against Colombia, having been sent off following a video review for stamping on an opponent's back. The England team management said the 21-year-old's actions were wholly out of character for her. Ireland under-19 international Zach Gilson scored on his competitive debut for Blackburn Rovers as they won 4-3 against Walsall in the League Cup at Ewood Park. And the Wolves boss Julian Lopetegui has left the club, with former Bournemouth manager Gary O'Neill set to replace him. Roscommon's Rachel Timothy secured a bronze medal in both the C3 scratch race and Omnium at the Cycling World Championships in Glasgow. In the final day of action in the Paris cycling track, Timothy closed a successful campaign for the team as she secured bronze in the scratch race, with the result in turn earning her a podium place in the women's Omnium. In Roscommon last night, amateur rider Patrick Leeson recorded his first racecourse winner when he steered Extensio to a clear-cut win in the maiden hurdle. Leeson has been competing in point-to-points recently, and with his college studies now complete, he intends to focus full-time on riding. Caroline Wozniacki, in her first competitive match after more than 3 years away from tennis to start a family, cruised by Australian qualifier Kimberly Burrell 6-2, 6-2 to reach the second round of the Canadian Open in Montreal. And Finnish heavyweight Robert Hellenius has stepped up as a late replacement to fight Anthony Joshua this weekend. Hellenius, who was knocked out by Deontay Wilder late last year, replaces Dillian White, who was forced out following a failed drugs test.